This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The success of U.S. action in Afghanistan has bolstered the arguments of some here in Washington that a similar military campaign can be used to topple Iraq's President Saddam Hussein. The Bush administration has been warning Saddam to let weapons inspectors back into the country or face the consequences. Bush administration officials are said to be debating what those consequences might be. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
An Iraqi defector tells the New York Times about work on secret chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons facilities in Iraq as recently as a year ago. Members of Congress describe Saddam as a man who must be dealt with once and for all. These are just some of the news items that play into the hands of Iraqi opposition groups and their supporters in Washington. Sharif Ali of the Iraqi National Congress is clearly pleased the Bush administration is paying attention.
Everything points to the fact that they are serious and that there's no way out. They will have to confront this regime. It is coming down the line, 3 months, 6 months. There will be a confrontation with Saddam Hussein.
Sharif Ali says the Iraqi National Congress drew lessons from the U.S. military campaign against the Taliban and al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and believes a similar operation can work in Iraq.
It gives us much more confidence that it won't take that much to bring down Saddam Hussein's regime, that the directed, concentrated, and focused use of American air power against Saddam Hussein would be highly effective.
The Iraqi National Congress has a long history of sort of political bluster.
Anthony Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies remains skeptical, arguing that in terms of military might and control, the Taliban in Afghanistan was far weaker than Saddam Hussein is in Iraq.
We're talking about a country that lasted for 8 years during the Iran-Iraq War, which suffered through one of the most serious military defeats in history, and another 8 years of UN sanctions and impoverishment, and is still under the same dictator. So this kind of bluster is not the way to defeat Iraq.
Secretary of State Colin Powell has also warned against a cookie-cutter copy of the Afghan campaign in Iraq. He does acknowledge, however, that officials are constantly reviewing ideas and concepts to topple Saddam. Former State Department officials, including Edward Walker of the Middle East Institute, brought together ex-Iraqi military officers last month to look at alternative opposition groups.
These are people who have contacts and a long history within the most important sector of Iraqi society, which is the Sunni military structure inside Iraq. So if there's ever going to be a successful effort to overthrow Saddam Hussein, that is probably where it's going to have to come from, or at least it's going to have major support from there.
Aside from finding a viable opposition force in Iraq, Bush administration officials will face difficulties persuading allies in the region to help. There are also words of caution from Russia, Europe, and UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, who says no one has made the case linking Iraq to September 11th.
I think it would be unwise to attack Iraq now. Any attempt to do that can exacerbate the situation and raise tensions in a region that is already on the strain because of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Annan did urge Iraq to allow the return of weapons inspectors. He says so far he hasn't seen any signs that this will happen. Here in Washington, administration officials are debating ways to move beyond containing Saddam and forcing his ouster. One State Department official said a decision is some months away, despite efforts by lobbyists to make Saddam target number two in the war on terrorism. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.